Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. As per the records provided, Willie Clark was seen at City MD on 8-8-22. Period, he reported pain in his left first digit that began just prior to arrival. Period, it got caught and crushed between two machines. Period, his nail was completely off. Period, he believes the finger was smashed and there were no open wounds. Period, he did have pain with range of motion. Period, there was also swelling and nail abnormality observed. Period, x-rays of the left fingers were initially red as first digit open fracture. Period, he was then sent to the emergency room. For his laceration and distal phalanx fracture. Period. New paragraph on 8-12-22, he was seen by a physician assistant named Mr. V-O-S-B-I-K-I-A-N. Period. He noted Mr. Clark had been seen at the emergency room in the interim. Period, his nail plate was removed and he was placed into a splint, but he was currently taking an antibiotic and reported minimal pain. Period, exam showed the nail bed appeared to be intact with good contour to the thumb, but there was no exposed bone or tendon, and he has good pull-through of his FPL and EPL. But he also had good capillary refill. Period, x-rays showed a distal tuft fracture to the thumb, but overall alignment was acceptable. Period. Mr. Muscibian recommended home wound care and completion of his antibiotics. Period, he did receive occupational therapy on the dates described, running through 10-20-22. Period, as of his last visit on 10-21-22 with Dr. Vespikian. He was thought to have done remarkably well and had been very motivated throughout his recovery and would like to get back to a full duty capacity. Period. Exam showed the nail was growing with no signs of nail dystrophy, which is great. Period, motion and strength were excellent. Pretty has really done a good job keeping himself supple and rehabilitating. Pretty had no wounds and was doing well. Pretty's final diagnosis was status post thumb crush, from which he had no restrictions with work or leisure activities. Pretty was going to return on an as-needed basis. Period, next section, findings and conclusions. On 8-8-22, Willie Clark sustained a crush injury to his left thumb while at work. Period, he was found to have a small laceration, swelling, and x-rays showing a fracture of his tuft. Period. He was quickly sent to the emergency room and followed up with Dr. Vespikian. Period. He changed the claimant's splint and had him participate in occupational therapy subsequently. Period. At his last visit with Dr. Vespikian on 10-21-22, he had an excellent clinical exam and was cleared for full duty. Period, he was eager to return back to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, this case will be rated for a distal tuft fracture at the thumb. Period. We will use the sixth edition. Period, he had good functional and clinical results. Period. Clinical studies confirmed the presence of mild pathology. but will probably be excluded. Period. He was advised that it takes months for his nail bed to grow in. Period. Dr. Physician Assistant Burchenko advised him of same at the initial visit of 8-12-22. Period. End.